that individual people should light their own menorahs and that the Baal HaBayis doesn't do all the lighting. That's the chilik between the Rambam and the Mechaber.
Started there at Torah in North West London, Sunday, 23rd November, 3rd of Kislev. Yes. Rabbi Moshe Shlita, Ribbis Devorim. This week's Torah is sponsored by Nishmas Rav Yisrael Ben Rav Yishayahu, Zichron of Rochus Yatzai, the next Shabbos. Nishmas, our founder, Rav Yisrael Dov Ben Rav Shem Michal Tzvi Itzkovitz, Zichron of Rochus.
The Shia titled Ribbis Devarim, which is, everyone knows what a loiva malva is, what someone's borrowing or someone's lending, and the ribbis is to give something extra. Under the category of Ribbis Devarim is anything not monetary valuable. Meaning, if you borrow something and you give it extra, you know, ribbis is to give it interest, pay more money, then that's a regular case of ribbis. Ribbis Devarim is to give anything a benefit or anything valuable or to give it praise.
Thank you.
Thank you, we'll speak about that when we get there. Any extra praise and even things, articles which are invaluable also fill it in this category, things that you don't generally charge for. It goes on to this the category of Ribbis Devarim. And as the Chaim of Issa Ribbis, the Torah says many times, and the Chazal also, they speak about the Chaim of Issa Ribbis, they also made the blanket rule, not only on monetary value, it's not a monetary thing, even on things like Ribbis Devarim. Lashon Gemara, in Bar Metzia Ein Hei Umbe, says, brings a bright Tanya, Rav Shim Ben Yochai Omer, Minai Lenoisha B'Chaveri. From where do we know that someone who is owed money with, by his friend, Mone, Ebeine Roger Lehakdim Lo Yisholem, and he's never met this fellow before, someone introduced him and he lent him the money, and he never usually says hello to him. So also Lehakdim Lo Yisholem. Now on, it's also for him to start saying hello, good morning to you, or Sholem in that way. Sholem is actually a brocha. So therefore, it's also to give the brocha for him. Tam Loimer Neshech Koldova Asher Yishach. To take ribbis of a Neshech Koldova, anything that Asher Yishach that can bite. That's the issue of ribbis, is to bite. Someone owes £100, and to bite a bit extra, take the extra few percent. That's literally what the ribbis means. So we learn from Neshech Koldova, Afilu Dibur Osi, even saying words, extra words of thank you or praise, or in the case of the Gemara, Lahakdim Lo Yisholem, is also Osa. So we'll speak about Lahakdim Sholem. Let me just read out the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber paskens this in Simon Kus Samach, Yerdea, Seif Yud Aluf. Im Lo Yehoyer Rogel Lahakdim Lo Yisholem, Osa Lahakdim Lo Yisholem. If it's not usually to, would say hello to him, then also lehakdim loy, also to start. The terminology of lehakdim is a thing in Chazal, it's brought down, that you should always have a rogel lehakdim loy shalom. You should be the first one to say hello. Yeah, you should go to your friend and be the first one to say shalom. If someone says to you shalom, you're allowed to respond. The Gemara in Brochus Davov says that someone who says hello to you, you're considered a gazlan to not say back. So of course, if the Malva would say hello to the Loiva, the Loiva is allowed to say hello back. The category here is Lahakdim Loi Shalom, be the first one to say. That's the extra milo, good feeling. And this is only Loi Hoi Rogel. If you didn't usually say it, but if you say him every morning, or if it's someone you meet, you say good morning to everyone, and you didn't say hello, sorry, you did, and you said hello to him, included in everyone else, then that is Mutter. Because only if you're not usually, you wouldn't usually say it. The Shulchan Aruch Rav just speaks out more case, just elaborates a bit. The Lashon Shulchan Aruch Rav in Ois Tes, in the Hilchos Ribbis. Vafilu ledaber dibur toiv b'shvil ha'avor. Even if to say a good word because of the ha'avor, oy b'shvil ha'chov as a man, in order to persuade or to encourage the malva to extend the timing. Also, k'goin lehakdim le'sholim is also, example is lehakdim le'sholim im b'loi ho'y rogil, if you wouldn't usually do it, mitchile lehakdim, you didn't do it till now. Ein sorach loima, and it goes without saying, lekalis before and start praising him, or lehoidois, or to thank him, lehatsi loik toiva, and to give an affectionate thank you for lending him the money, or levarachoi, it's a new chiddush, or even to give him a bracha. You can't say, bless you with kol mili d'meitav, befonov, this is a diuk, befonov, the Shulchan Aruch Rav adds in, you can't, the Ribbis Devarim is only befonov, because if you would give him a bracha, or you do benefits to him behind his back, that he doesn't know about it, then he doesn't get the praise, he doesn't feel good about it. So therefore, there won't be an issa of Rebbe's Devarim. So, Oy Levarche Befonov Al Shalveyu, because you lent him. Oy Al Shahirch Velezman, Shanema Neshech Koldova Shayishach, Afilu Dibur also. He brings us Potter, Neshech Koldova Shayishach, Afilu Dibur, anything, even words, are also. So, again, he says a few times in this, besides for Befonov, he says also, it's Bishvil Havor. You also have to thank him for the Havor, which is much easier if you say a big thank you, affectionate thank you, then that's a problematic because you're thanking him for the Havor. But if saying good morning to him, then if it wasn't Machmas Havor, then the Chor will be Mutter. If you would say hello, good morning to every person that you meet, then it's not a problem actually to say good morning to him now. But let's say to walk over our Friday night davening from one end of the Beis Medrash to the other end of the Beis Medrash to say good Shabbos to him, then that is the chur, it's something mechudish machmas havor. It's like going to Yerov, you say good Shabbos to him, everyone files by. If you file by your malva, then that would be a case of lag of Rebbe's Devarim. And again, it's only machmas havor. If you would anyway do it, or if it's after many years later, you can't, the rest of your life, he's not a mudah no anymore to say good Shabbos to him. You're allowed to do things after or before the Havor. It's only during the Havor, which is clearly the Havor is gurum for him to say this praise or thank you.
You're also grateful after he paid back. You're also still grateful.
So, yeah, if you say thank you 5 years later, thank you for lending me back in the day, then that's a problem. But if you just
say thank you, pay me back.
So, if essentially not, the Mavis should say, yeah. Yeah. Then, just the Kasakeh saying thank you, Rabbi Yashav, unfortunately, he says, unfortunately, when people say thank you, people don't mean it. People just say thank you as a slang, or like, you don't really mean it, you're not really, really, really thanking him, there's no real heart behind it, unfortunately. Therefore, he says that to say thank you is like just a shigras loshon, it's a sort of a slang word, and you're allowed to say thank you, also to be polite.
You can't
say just a simple thank you, because you don't really mean it. But again, Shem Zalman says also to say thank you. It all depends on the type of person you are, and also the way you say it. If you say a nice, sweet thank you, then okay. But if you give a whole affectionate thank you and a whole brocha afterwards, then it's problematic. Even a big affectionate thank you, and you mean with a bear hug, then it's a problem. It has to be, keep it very short and simple. Now, there's a shayla, that's why I'm speaking about it this week. Well, can you say, really I want to give you a present, or really I want to thank you, I want to give you bracha, I want to do whatever you want, you're my mother, but what can I do? The Torah asks me to do it, either Rebbe's Deraisa or Rebbe's Rabban, whatever it is. Can I say that really I want to do it, but I can't because it's a Rebbe? So what are you doing? You're giving like a remiso, you're giving a hint that I want to do him, so the malva is getting some benefit, personal, feeling good about himself. So they bring a raya from this week's parasha.
But you can do it?
That's a shayla. They bring a raya. That this week's parasha, Vayetze, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lavan came chase after Yaakov, the end of the parasha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Lavan, came the night before, and HaKadosh and he said to him, be careful, pen to daber im Yaakov mitoiv adro. Don't speak good or bad words to Yaakov. Don't say anything good or bad. Don't have any words to him. Yeah. Then Laban came and he met Yaakov and he says, yesh le'el yodi, I really have the power last mochem ra to do bad for you. Your God came to me last night. Leimboy shamelchov medaber im Yaakov mitoiv adro. Be careful. So he didn't say the words, I hate you and I want to do bad to you. But he said, basically, I want to do bad, but really, I can't because of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So they bring a raya from Lavan that you can do it because it will be, and it won't be as a Rebbe's Devarim. It's still very sure because the Maaseh, you're actually giving him benefits. So how can you do it? You're right, but Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's a different warning. Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't do bad to him. Don't say any harmful things.
Why are you learning something from Lavan?
Yeah. Oh, so Pishlus Vin says that you can't bring a raya from Lavan. Lavan is a Rosh. Who said just because the apostle brings it, it doesn't mean that Lavan did it right. So
the Rosh was a god.
Yeah, but he's specifically warned. So I guess Chazal wanted to learn certain things. They chose what to learn. But this, you can't, just don't bring such a raya. But it's a registered raya, the shayla of whether you can say, I want to do it, but I can't. So the chayla is in, the Chayyah don't bring a right from Laban, and I think we'll go to our initial understanding, the Chayyah, any benefits you're giving to him, the Chayyah in that case would be also.
You know,
the
concept that's a puzzle for I'd love to eat it, but what can I do?
So that there's no issa for him to borrow. See, that type of idea. But here, because I'm also to give him hanor, to give him even a thank you or good morning, then it's a problem. This in itself, he'll feel good.
Yeah. Today, from the point of view of the loiver, it's a good thing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could tell a friend, for instance, I would like to give him a malbe or something, but my issa, the Torah didn't allow.
But you're not like, that's shalei b'fon in that case. But to actually say it to him, and he's feeling good. He's getting the positive vibe for it. This also touches on what you're saying, touches on Shaila, who's over Issa Ribbis Devarim? We know, for sure, all the Ribbis, Issoim of the Torah of Ribbis, then the Malva's always after the Pasuk, the Malva's always over. And the by Ribbis Devarim, so the Loiva's also over when the Malva. Now, the Ribbis Drabonon, the Shach, the Ginyo Hilch's Ribbis, says that only the Malva by Ribbis Devarim is over, not the Loiva. Now, the question is, if the Loiva's praising the Malva's stuck, as in, what can he do? He didn't do anything. If he takes a benefit, he takes his bottle of wine and he goes off, then he's over. But what can he do? How can he stop himself from Issa Ribbis? So they bring a right from here that Ribbis Devarim is a Chiddush, the Drach Chazal, were asked the Ribbis Rabbonon, it must be an Issa on the Loiva, only by Ribbis Devarim.
What's Mao doing?
So Elamai is this.
It's like he was taking wine.
He can't do anything about it. But if there's something that the Malva can do about it, then the Chayyah would also fall on the Issa Malva, like every Issa Ribbis Drabonon, because there's no reason why it's different to any other Ribbis. We'll discuss soon what can you do about it if the Malva starts praising you. We'll get there. So let's just establish different stages. Another Shaila they speak about is, can the Loiva daven for the Malva? Can he, now he says that every day in Shaka Shmakalina, I give a bracha, the Malva, if he doesn't have children, he should have children, whatever you're sure he needs, can he daven for it? The Daki Tshuva says, and he's medaik in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, that the Issa of Ribbis, like we said, Shulchan Aruch Rav, that the Issa Ribbis is only Befonov, that to say the praise to him, but when you're davening in your Shemain Esra, the Malva doesn't really know about it. But if the Malva instructs him to say it, meaning, please daven for me, I'm lending you money, I'm instructing you, please daven for me for this and this, Yeshua. There's a problem, that's a new problem anyway, because you can't do anything machmas al-malva. If the malva instructs you, then you're like mshubba to him, and that is could be, shaykh, it's much closer to ribbis deraisa. Doing anything, any avoido, machmas al-malva, then it maybe it's a deraisa even. So, obviously, if the malva would give an instruction, then it'll be a problematic. But what would be if the loiva tells him, I'm davening from now on, or I've davened from you every single day? So is it muto, is it asa? Lemais is brought in halacha that every yid, Be'etzem is our Raven Zelazer, every yid should be davening for everyone, to each other. So you're not really giving him extra what he's not meant to get. So because every yid is mechuyo, so the actual tefillah that he's giving, then is anyway, is mechuyo. So therefore it won't be a problem to daven for him. Another shaila is close to this, is to give a brocha. Can I give you a bracha? Thank you for lending me a bracha. You should live a long life. So, I just have the last form have this in Akdama, but I just have Avezu here, Rav Shach. He wrote in Akdama. Says Nisafshe li had foster sefer zu. It became possible this printing of the sefer alidei kabbalas alvo with a loan mikaspe keren zichron baruch. Some gemach calls keren zichron baruch hashem adma achre mekamano zatzal shenoistum that was established mesnahelis and it's run alidei achim hanichbadim rav hapolim l'toyo l'chesed. He praises him nichbadim rav hapolim rabbi hapolim that he do many good work l'toyo l'chesed for kindness rav avram abba aaron arya rav yitzchok yehud yehuda tzvi. It's another bracha. Because of their good work, they should be blessed from Shemaim. Oysom, that's called Mishpach, and them and the whole family. With all the goodness until the Gola. So the Chayyah is given, Rav Shach is given a bracha to the people who lent him money to print the sefer. And so the question is, can he do such a thing?
They lent it or they gave it?
Or the loan to print it.
So that's called praise.
So the bracha is a different thing. Is he giving something extra, the bracha? So the Israel Igris Moshe, Yerdeh Chelik Aleph Simon Pei, he writes this Lashon, Mutala Hatfis, he allowed to print this Lashon in in your sefer, bracha nesuno mehashem yisbarach, is a bracha given from a kodesh baruch hu leploini to so and so hagoymel chesed hagoymel chesed, it does lots of good. Va'aloyver v'hilver latfosas a sefer kach v'kach, and he lent me so a certain amount. Even if you don't say the amount for the printing of the sefer. So Rav Moshe said you're allowed to write it. He writes the lashon she'ein zeh, it's not a bracha you're giving. It's just sefer dvarim ha'amah. He's saying yisbarach min hashamayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will bless you. Why? Because you've done a mitzvah. You've given me a mitzvah. You lend money. Lending money is a mitzvah in the Torah. So yisbarach min hashamayim. It's sefer dvarim ba'amah. You're just saying what will be. But you're not actually being mevarachim, and not necessarily you actually the mouth is not feeling good really because you said this, because he's just a sefer dvarim ha'amah. It's facts. It's true that Hakadosh Baruch Hu will give you a bracha if you lend money, because for doing the chesed of lending money. Therefore, it's not such an issue. It says Moshe Paskins that it's a mutter. So this again, this is the Agdamus by Aviezer of Shach. He wrote it that Yisbaruch min Hashemayim is a loshon that he should get bracha from Shemayim. The only problem is that he does give beforehand a bill praises to him, Rav Polom. So that this is actually a bad example that Rav Shach is, because that is talking about someone who's running a gemach. It's not his money. It was someone who must have donated to the gemach, and they're just the menalim. They're the trustees of it. So it's not their own money. They're not really the malveh. They're just responsible for it. So therefore, it's not such a good case of malveh. It's questionable. Someone who takes responsibility, is he considered malveh legabe havor? Can you give him benefits or not? It's already questionable. So in Rishach's case, actually to praise these people may be okay, because he's they're not the actual malveh. So, but it's another sugya what categorizes what the malveh and lovers. They ask a question on the Gris Moshe, that the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Ches on Beis, says, Or Rav Yitzchak, minayin the Baal Chov shekoina mashkan. Where do we know Baal Chov koina mashkan? Meaning that when the Baal Chov takes a mashkan, takes the lover's blanket for the day, when he needs to give it back by night, where do we know that he's koina? He's got a chus in it. Whoever the Salam Shul Sugya there. Says Gemara, says Nema elcho tia tzedakah, that when you give it back, it'll be a tzedakah from you. Ve'im ein a koina, stocker me now. If you're not koiner, if you don't own it, then what stocker? What are you giving away for yourself? So Elamai says the Rebbe told that you koiner it. Ask Tosfos a question there, and he says maybe you're giving stocker because you right now you don't own it, but you've taken it into your house and he can't use it. I'm giving stocker now. He has a bed or a mattress to lie on. So maybe that's the stocker. Answers Tosfos, and Tosfos says that the Gemara's dirk is because the pasuk says v'shachav b'simlosu v'irachicho, that the lover will take the blanket back and he'll sleep well that night and he'll give you a bracha. Says that if the malva's not koiner it and he hasn't given anything to the lover, it comes out that the lover's giving ribbis devorim. He's giving a bracha to the malva for giving it back. Therefore, it'll be ribbis devorim if the fact that he's not koiner. Elamai, the Gemara says, I'm revealed so that he's koiner it, so therefore he's giving him, besides the avor, he's also giving him a matono called his blanket. And therefore, that's why he can give a bracha, because it's not machmas the avor, it's machmas the matona that he's given of the extra blanket back. So we see in Tosfos that if the lover would give a bracha to the malva, it'd be problematic. So it's a cash on Rav Moshe. How does Rav Moshe allow you to give a bracha or not? That's again the deal in Rav Moshe's lashon. Rav Moshe was that the case was that sifat dvarim ba'alma. You have to take shivorchum min hashamayim that you get a bracha like sifat dvarim ba'alma. But in the Tosfos case is that the lover will actually give him a bracha. Thank you very much, and I give you, I bench you with a long life, whatever it is. And therefore that is a problematic. The lover himself is a bracha, giving the bracha. It's like a bracha going to tzaddik or godel to get a bracha. Then that's the tzaddik himself is benching. It's not just sifat dvarim ba'alma, it's machmas the mitzvah havor that you did. Then that one then. That would be mutter according to Rav Moshe.
It's not thanking him for the loan.
Yeah, but giving any
loan, he's thanking him for bringing back the salmoso so he can sleep with it.
So,
yeah, so that's a toiva, so to speak, but that's not the loan
but
itself.
But what thank you? Why does he deserve a thank you? If the loaver's blanket, then why does he deserve a thank you? Give me back my thing. The answer is because he's thanking me because even though I've lent you the money and I have to give you this as a mashkan, and therefore I'm taking it back. So it's all included in the extra benefit for the lady.
He doesn't need to bring it to you.
The Torah says you have to bring it back.
He does.
Yeah. It's already questionable. If he has to give it, then what's the bracha? What's the extra thing? But still the pasuk says,
maybe it's indirect that he's thanking you because at night he's warm as opposed to being cold. I was just blessing the person because he's a
virachacho. And it's not that the Pasuk is not saying that Kodesh Baruch will give you the bracha. The Pasuk said the Loiva will give you the bracha. That's the Lashon Tosa. The Loiva will be mavarich the malveh. It may be also, yeah. So therefore, we have to run away from it. But you can't control people, and people in points of emotion will go into it. Therefore, that's the dirk of the Pasuk. Another shaila is, so like we touched on, what should you do if someone actually thanks you? Someone stands in your head, thank you, such a tzaddik, and he goes on and on and on. And Israeli people are more affectionate, so the Israelis will go on. English people are much more reserved. But to give something, they don't thank anyone, but when they want to thank you, yeah, they want more, so they'll thank you for it. So, one unconventional eitzah is to knock off the money from the chayv. But then it's to knock off money. You knock him in a chayv. Take off. You know, he owes £100 and make it £90. So the loiva knows better now to knock off the chayv. So it's not such a conventional eitzah, because otherwise every loiva will thank the malveh. So the malveh will have to knock off money in order not to be over. So it's not. That's one option that's given. The another thing is we find in the Me'iri, in Bamsia Ein Hei, says the Lashon is Yesh Matirim Vachzokas Toiva. Some people are allowed to give Toiva, to thank a bracha. Hoil v'alo meishiv keneged dvarav, because in the case instances when the loiva thanks the malva and the malva will thank him back, v'alo meishiv keneged dvarav replies against corresponding brachas, have a dibur mavatal dibur, because you thank me, I'm thanking you back. Therefore, dibur mavatal dibur says in Me'iri that would be mutter. So we pass on the halacha that if the loiva will thank him or start praising you or such a tzaddik, you should tell him back, you're a bigger tzaddik, and it's been my pleasure to lend you money and go on and so forth. And therefore, your dibur mavatal dibur, so it's mutter. But one connection that you have to add in is that we mentioned before that the isav hakdoma shalom, the person to say first shalom, or the first person to thank or give a bracha, he's the winner in the case. He's given more than the second person. So if the loiva says to the malva first, you're such a tzaddik, and the malva says back, no, you're such a tzaddik, then it's equal. So the loiva in that case is given more to the malva because the loiva's gotten there first. So you have to be careful. The malva has to say more than the loiva. The loiva's your tzaddik, and the malva should say you're even bigger tzaddik, and so forth. It'll be the battle before who can be more praiseworthy about the malva, about who the malva or the loiva, in order to get away from Ribbis Devarim. So that's another thing that you have to, another way to get out of Ribbis Devarim. If the loiva has gone Be'issa and started to thank you, therefore you should praise him back in order that you should not be over. Because again, the issa on the Ribbis Devarim is very likely on the malva. Meaning, for sure, in this case, maybe it's a chiddush on the loiva because the malva can't do anything. But if the malva can't do anything, so just to receive the praise and step off, it's a problem. Because he's got issa to get away with it and just praise him back. So in that case, he should praise him back in order that the malva should get away from this. And then the loiva on the sidelines would also not be over his issa. Another shayla I would like to say is, I don't know how common it is, but what if the loiva will buy the malva in aliyah? Middle of shul, yamoid, malva ben ploini. What do you do? What the malva should he do? So again, this is not so 100% under the category of Ribbis Devarim, because now if buying aliyah is cost money, so it does have monetary value. So he's actually spent money for it. So besides Ribbis Devarim, there's also issa of paying the money. Now, we'll get to how to get away with the paying the money. So the mashal in Yom Shoh Shlomo in Baba Kama, in the Gezer Eitzim. Sorry? Oh, the mashal touches on this. It says in the sugya, there's a toisus there, it's a bit off out of the sugya there, but there the sugya is speaking about giving hanor, the loiva, to giving the hanor to the malva. The toisus just goes through certain cases where it's also the loiva to give the malva by Zen Nenu. So it's irrelevant, the sugya. The mashal says that Huadin is also the Kroisa le Sefer Torah. That is talking about for free. Meaning, the Gabba of a Shul to give his Malva a case or a nice Aliyah, and he comes up and he puts his talis on with the Shina Torah, and he shows up, walks to the Omud, and everyone's watching him, and everyone's saying psh in some shuls. And therefore, he's got a lot of covered for this. Says the Mashal, don't tell me that. He's using a different terminology, but same idea. That don't tell me that God oino ome yosim nevarich. Because it's so good. If someone, one person called up for an aliyah and then someone else runs up, is he chayv to pay back the first person? So the Gemara says, Godol ha'oina amen, yotzimin ha'mavarech. The person says amen, it gets much more covered, it's much more scha than the owner of than the person actually making the mavarech. So therefore, don't tell me that the lover is getting more who's standing in the kol and saying amen to his bracha than the malva is actually in the aliyah. Don't tell me that, because that's only legabe paying back for stealing a mitzvah from him. But here the Maisa, he says you've been zeichov to a kovod Torah, and he says zeh hadros melech, it looks prestigious, and therefore it's a problem to call the lover to call the malva up for an aliyah. Now Rabbi Yashav said that what do you do? So again, it's also Mashal says clearly the Shach brings it in Kusam Chvov, some Yeridei Kusam Chvov, and this Mashal, and it's also to have the aliyah. Now what do? You've been called up, you're waiting, called up Torah, it's a bizarre, and someone's called up for an aliyah, it's also to not go to refrain. It's bizarre in a Torah to not go to do it. What do you do? Rabbi Yashav says that you should go up to the Gabba, you should go up to the aliyah and whisper to him, I'll pay for the aliyah, and not charge the labor. So essentially he's buying his own aliyah. So therefore it's not a problem, because if he's paid for his own aliyah, therefore it's not him being causing it. I don't know how much it is, because the Maitre of the labor has shown his intention of giving him an aliyah. But again, the malva hasn't received it direct from the labor, because he's actually going to pay it. This is what Rabbi Yashav says, that you should tell the Gabba that you want to pay for it.
Before,
to make sure that the having an aliyah is not a problem. I guess if you think about it, if you commit, maybe it'll be the same idea. Why Rabbi Yashav says he had to say it, I'm not sure, maybe it's just to make a statement, to be mechayev. If you're not mechayev it, then you're, the lover's being mechayev it, and even if you pay him back, but you've received something, I'm not sure. Reb Chaim Kinevsky, in this case, they bring on the troubles. Reb Chaim Kinevsky says, no, you shouldn't go up, because you're going to say it's bizarre in a Torah. Kavod Torah is only vashtet in Torah. What says in Torah, then that's kavod. Torah zu kavoda. What the Torah says, that's how you respect the Torah. But if the Torah tells you not to go up aliyah, because it's Ribbis Devarim in this case, then the Chayyim should go back. You should stand off and not do it, because even though it's bizarre in your time, no, this is more of a Kavod HaTorah by not going up than by going up. Therefore, Reb Chaim says you should do it. Maybe if Reb Chaim knew Reb Yashav's is Shver's Eitzah, then maybe he would agree. Maybe it's about a case where you can't, or a free aliyah where you can't pay for it. I'm not sure what the context of Reb Chaim's thing. But the two things are put down by us, that whether the Reb Yashav said that you should go to, so you should offer, you should be mechayev to pay for it, or mechayev says you shouldn't go off the aliyah because vashtet in Torah, dos is the kavod HaTorah.
Is that dafka you said calling up or buying as well?
So buying is his actual monetary value gain for him. So the calling up is a problem. So even if you're right, that if Rabbi Yashav's Eitzah will not be by if it was a free aliyah and a regular shul where they don't charge. But if it was charging, then you have Rabbi Yashav's Eitzah. But besides for charging, giving him a present, he's also got covered in front of the whole shul. So there's Ribbis Devarim and Ribbis Mammon in that case.
You can't afford it.
So don't go. I would say, yeah.
If it's Ribbis Devarim, I'll go up, then you could argue in the Mavorech and the Manites.
I'm not sure, you're right, yeah. But I don't know if it's indirect. This is not a vera. You'll be mechuba to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the coming out like this. Mashal says, Zu hadras melech. The actual mitzvah that you're getting, you don't need to pay for. There's no mitzvah in it. It's just the respect that you're getting. Zel kvoidoi, kovid noson loy, zel hadras melech. It looks good. That's the prestige, the covered of it. That's what Mashal is talking about. So the chayah, then it won't be a problem of mitzvah above a vera in that case.
You shouldn't buy it either. I didn't catch what you said. You shouldn't buy it either.
You should pay the labor shouldn't buy for it, for sure. If the labor had bought for you and been called up, if the labor bought you an aliyah and you've been called up, you should offer to pay. If that's right, you should offer.